Pichu here. Well, I start the day drinking a glass of some substance called Kale Blazer, and I am speaking to you from our clinics. I am actually amazed I got our clinics installed and updating the kernel had not caused my machine to stop functioning this morning. It is not like using Debian, yet a lot of things are flying sideways and hilarious random dysfunctions. I actually have to download the spell checker for LibreOffice, which is one of those random dysfunctional random quirks our clinics is proving to be full of. Well, I at last have the spell checker working in LibreOffice and have to admit I am intimidated at the idea of reinstalling all of this. Using a Linux might be one of those things you need to have that admin notebook next to the computer to write down any changes you made to the system, as I am seriously not going to remember every quirk or tweak I have done to set this all up. Much of it took a lot of forum diving as well. It is almost enough for me to want to reinstall everything writing every change I'd made into a notebook. Without a doubt, using a Linux is bringing back deja vu of using Slackware. Honestly, I enjoyed it. I love using Slackware. Yet I needed something that updated the whole system instead of merely core system files. What is darkly funny about our clinics is that everything is bleeding edge latest experimental stuff, which quite honestly none of it is working the way it likely should be. When I decided to get serious about using our clinics, I never expected to be crying with puss laughter. I got a warped sense of humor and very concept of ARC was likely spoken in sarcasm the first time it was conceived. It is just a mash of everything from the latest testing, and in the truth the hands-on reality is fairly ridiculous enough to be Monty Python humor. A serious downfall is I likely do not know how to configure everything, and most people don't as well, which is likely a howlingly serious security flaw. Real enough, I set up a firewall. I kinda do feel like playing Zode My God on Gaia Online, yet I am too creative and passionate to sit around and watching pain try gaming. I actually tried to make a way of life out of gaming once and it was pretty soul draining. Without a doubt, making Pichu sites and random arts is way more the honesty of my style and spirit. Without a doubt, I am an adult baby diapers and all. I literally talk to stuffed animals and watch mostly TV shows like Dragon Tales or Wendy's House. The only exception to this is Ghost Adventures, which just examples my warped sense of humor. I really adore inadvertent humor above all else, to the point my style likely examples it highly, and in such tastes for inadvertent humor I likely found home in Arc Linux. Well, the last few minutes I have been screwing with Blue File Indexer. It took more than a bit of searching and tinkering, yet I at last was able to search my damn secondary drive. The experiment of eating like a girl is sort of at very least neuromic. There is no doubt this year of light and shadow thing is imperfect, yet so is my life. The crapsack world I live in, pretty much any move I make will just take me further into oblivion. I cannot dream about what will be. The here and now is the most my life will even have. And even that is a battle that eventually one day I may not be able to win. So in that truth I just hold to heart losing as I walk further into the night, taking the leap of faith. And as the world comes crumbling down, I take off with the seamic key as the world moves in to destroy us in a battle we cannot win so bad we might as well give it all we got to go out in a blaze of glory. Here I am, Pichu the techno shamanic Pokemon, the biggest sissy person in Ponyville, Fraggle Rock and Hometro Land, fighting a battle across time. And knowing where it all goes, I jump off the edge, not only knowing this is all I will ever have in life. I jump knowing I do not want to ever return on a one-way mission that ever nudges deeper into the underworld.